anyone that's shot down in cold blood is wrong. It doesn't matter whether we agree with them or not. Why, everybody has the right to live, and it's murder to take the life of another person that way.
Been most helpful. I am indeed grateful. The way in which you responded to so many of the questions, you would really think that this had been rehearsed. Certain you were a very cooperative respondent, and I'm indeed grateful. Earlier this morning, Mrs. asked me if I would, a little later on, make the findings available to her, and I will do so. And I hope she will let you know how this all worked out.
Okay.
Thank you so
much. I never
did
claim to be too much in English. I may have missed a few of the verbs and the tense and so forth.
Well, I think you did extremely well.
I think I got most of them.
Yes,
right,
you certainly
but I don't
did.
Know.
You did extremely well. I was going through these.
Of course, I don't make glaring mistakes like I've seen in our taping and things like that. Grammar was kind of hard for me.
Sure enough. Well, I tell you what I think. Sometimes it's hard with many of us.
And then lots of times we know better and just use expressions that we hear so often, you
That's
know.
That's true. That's true. Something else I was going to say when you mentioned that. See if I can come back to this. Getting back to the idea of the verbs, I really think you did extremely well because as I was reading the questions, I noticed you used the various tenses well. Those verbs like eat. Now that's the verb that so many people have a tendency to misuse, you know. You don't hear it too often now, but every now and then you might hear someone use the word it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now my brother, he went over here to Maryland, and he had an English professor over there that said that it was proper to say that I have neither ate nor slept. he contended that the common use of the word ate had been used so long and all that made it proper for us. So that was just his idea.
Sure.
I don't think grammarians as a whole hold that that would be proper to you.
No, I wouldn't think so. I know certainly the instructors at Emory would agree to go along with that. interview, as I said just a moment ago, Mr. Hidden, certainly has been very profitable, and you were a very cooperative respondent, and I hope I haven't used too much of your time.
I really enjoyed it. How long have you been at Emory?
This is my second year at Emory.
Was the doctor that put out the idea that God is dead, was he there when you were
Yes, yes. A doctor,
I can't remember
his name right now. Tyson, some kind of Tyson. I can't call his name now. I saw him a very few times. I'm not in that particular department.
Yeah.
He was in the department of philosophy, religion.
A video of a discussion all over the whole country.
Yes, yes, they certainly did. He is no longer at the
I knew
institution.
He was out.
Yes.
I didn't know whether that had anything to do with